Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, guys. Just a really quick podcast here after the basketball season opener. It was Iowa State victorious tonight, 110-74 over the Delta Devils from Mississippi Valley State. Obviously, there's only so much you can analyze from a game like this, but I did jot down just, you know, observations that I had along the way. And well, I wanted to start with, you know, the way that this Iowa State team is doing stuff, you know, that we all want them to be doing at the end of the year, you know, has a chance to be there in the upper half of the Big 12, all that stuff. It's kind of got to go through Tyrese Halliburton, right? And you wanted to see him go out there in the opener, despite who it's against, and just really, you know, look like he's got a control of the team. And I thought that's what we saw tonight. I mean, he was awesome. 12 points, 14 assists, 7 rebounds, 6 steals. That's a really solid stat line for Tyrese tonight. And, you know, that's what I thought we would see from him. It's got to go through him. He's got to be the focal point that's keeping opposing coaches up at night, and he certainly did that. And I think, too, you know, Prentice Nixon had 16 tonight. He was second in scoring. He's got to be a cohort, as does Bolton. Bolton went out with what looked like a precautionary hamstring deal. They didn't bring him back in the second half. He had 9 points in the first half. I think he'll be that guy too, along with Jacobson. You know, any of those guys on any given night could jump up and be that number two guy. Pretty much what we thought we would see, and that is what we saw. I thought Jacobson was awesome tonight. One thing I've learned over the years is just it's hard with big guys in these early games because they're generally playing against really undersized guys, or in this case, I mean, a 6'11 dude, but he wasn't the most athletic guy out there, right? So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. He hit 3 threes, so you like to see Jacobson go out and hit some shots based on, you know, what his particular role in the offense could be this year. So there you go. Those are my thoughts on the starters. You know, the guy I really liked tonight was Caleb Grill, the freshman. How many minutes did he have? He had 7 points tonight in 14 minutes, but he kind of came in off of the bench at the end of the first half, and, man, I loved what we saw from him. 3 assists. He looked really good. At the kind of towards the middle point of the second half, you saw him and fellow freshman Trey Young really have some nice 1-2 game going there. Young kind of heated up behind the 3-point line, you know, showed some range. He was 3 for 8 from 3. You like to see that. But I like what Grill brought. I think that, you know, we've heard a lot about his athleticism. I certainly think that he, you know, he backed that up tonight. I was really impressed by the freshman out of Kansas, and that was the type of guy that we had heard about. Other notes that I have from tonight's season opening victory. Let's see. Let's go to George Condit. Took a note on him. He had a possession in the first half. I'm fascinated by Condit. I think you guys probably know that by now. I think he might be one of the probably behind Halliburton as the best pro prospect on Iowa State's roster. I still think he's got a shot to play in the NBA. Man, and you saw it in the first half. He still didn't play a ton, but he had a rim run possession. There was an offensive rebound with a little jump, baby jump hook. Really intrigues me. Love seeing that stuff from him. The best is yet to come. I thought Solomon Young looked pretty healthy tonight. That's something to keep an eye on. So I don't know. We'll wait and see what Steve Prohm thinks about this. Jared Stansbury will have a complete report on this basketball game with his observations and whatnot. But it's just it. To be honest, and I hope and I think everybody will take it. It's just so hard with these low major teams to gain much of anything from where we sit. What kind of actions were they running? You know, what was Prohm's motives in the second half compared to the first? Was how much stuff was he trying that we don't know about? It's just really hard to tell. But yeah, the plus to me, I think, would be the play of the two freshmen. I really like that Caleb Grill went out there, and the arena, nothing ever seemed too big for him. I thought that it took Jackson a while to kind of settle in to his first college game, but I think both of those guys will help Iowa State all season long. A lot of people asking me on Twitter about Terrence Lewis. He only played 6 minutes tonight, and I don't know why. I really don't. Terrence has had a hard time breaking the lineup, really ever since he got to Iowa State. All I know right now is that he's probably not ahead of those guys in the rotation, and just because you're a junior doesn't mean that you're there. Sometimes you get recruited over, and maybe he's simply, I will say this, in the 6 minutes we saw from him tonight, I mean, he wasn't as productive as like what Grill did. But Terrence is certainly a good shooter, and hopefully he can continue to grind it out and help this team down the road. But I really don't know, guys. I'd tell you if I did. I'm as curious about that as you are. But elsewhere, I mean, just looking at the box score, it's really kind of pointless to look at rebounds and all that stuff. If Iowa State didn't kill this team in the paint, points in the paint 62-22, points off of turnovers 35-3, fast break points 21-1. Yikes. I mean, that's a pretty dominating game. The defense wasn't great. I think that giving up 11 threes to Mississippi Valley State isn't necessarily a great thing, but that's something that it gets tough when you have a 25-point lead consistently. I actually have some sympathy for the guys with that one. I do think perimeter defense, you saw it when when Prentice and Bolton and Halliburton were all out there together, the perimeter defense looked pretty good. I think Grill's going to be a decent defender as well that you can kind of plug in there in different, different actions as well. So, yeah. Anyways, we will things pick up now. Oregon State, they're playing tonight against, I think, Cal Northridge is who they were playing tonight, I think I read. And business picks up for the Cyclones this weekend, 3:30 tip. You can watch that at Whiskey River at our Game Watch. They'll have it for you in the Pac-12 Network. I'll have the call on the Cyclone Radio Network. If you don't get the Pac-12 Network, it'll be me and former Cyclone J.C. Holloway filling in for John and Eric because they're with the football team in Norman, Oklahoma. But, yeah, business picks up. That's a Pac-12 team. That's a high-major team with real dudes who Iowa State will time to roll up the sleeves and get after it. That'll be a really good test on Saturday in Corvallis. That's a middle-of-the-pack Pac-12 team that could sneak into the NCAA tournament if things all go well for them. So we'll really be fun. I'm looking forward to that road trip, and then we'll see where this team's at, and they'll have a couple more tune-up games before going to the Battle of Atlantis. But, yeah, I mean – opening game, I don't know, against a really bad team. I'm not sure, really not sure what more we could have expected. Either you don't overreact to anything like this. You kind of just take it for what it was. It was good to see the guys get out there. I'm Chris Williams signing off. Thanks for tuning in tonight, guys. Have a great rest of your week.